podcast. Meet a podcast. Beep ba 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 ba.
Watch this.
Shaboom.
Rip tonight. The Joker and the Devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level. Rip tonight. The Joker and the Devil. I didn't ever...
Yeah, she's all.
She plays the guy's girlfriend. In that movie.
She likes.
Like, she plays John.
She has a bunch of cats and
girlfriends.
John Cusack's girlfriend. Okay.
He plays in that movie. He plays that.
The other thing I know about being John Malkovich is somebody like finds some little secret door that takes him into the
basically
mind of John Malkovich.
Yeah, and then you end up on a ditch somewhere off the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
Fall from the sky.
And then there's sometimes it happens to be a taxi right there.
How many different people take over John Malkovich in that
film? I think like four? Five?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know. John Cusack does it to get with some girl.
Cameron Diaz does it to watch that girl have
sex with
her. And
then some other woman he works with.
Oh, the kind of hot
with
one.
It, try to be with Cameron Diaz, I think.
No, yeah, she likes when Cameron Diaz is John Malkovich when they're having sex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I said too much.
No. My thought is, okay, like,
The movie's like 20 years old.
John Cusack takes over John Malkovich in order to have sex with some chick. Cool. I would have problems with that because even though I'm in the mind of John Malkovich doing it, I'm still not the one technically doing it. I'm using somebody else's body to fuck this chick. It's not the same.
No, you get the chick that you want, but she only loves him because
I think
it's John Malkovich, not because
I think that would work
you
in your favor, Steve.
Says it's the like, lonely single guy.
So you might as well be single. Married the same thing.
Oh.
It's like the prequel to Avatar. Except they're not blue.
Gotcha.
But they're sad. So
being married is like putting your dick
so
in jail.
So it's safe to say James Cameron was a huge fan of being John Malkovich. Drew inspiration.
Possibly.
I can believe it.
Jason, do you enjoy being single?
Sometimes.
I do.
I miss sex.
I don't miss sex. That's the difference between me and you. I don't miss sex. Because it's not rare for me.
I was getting sex every day. I didn't miss sex.
I just had it yesterday.
Okay, meaningful sex.
Fuck that shit.
Meaningful sex became so much every day.
I'll do it in the car, do it whatever.
Meaningful.
Yeah, cars are fine.
What I had to deal with to end up having sex? Fucking crap.
Jason was raped.
I think that was weird until my buddy who I work with.
He's weird getting raped.
Douchebag piece of shit, but has sex all the time.
Oh, you're talking about
that's why I made the fucking.
You're talking about the guy I was talking about? Are you talking about the one day? He's like, all he cares about is fucking car and shit. And
I cares about the car and fucking. And that's why I originally made the Twitter called Hey Jay, Guess What? Because pretty much every weekend he comes and he's like, Hey Jay, guess what? What? I fucked. And like, and it's air humping as he's telling me this shit and then tells me this elaborate story. And they're fucking funny. He can tell a good story of how he had a fucking idea. And like, so funny. And I thought about, like, I should just tweet everything he fucking says. But then that show came out, Shit My Dad Says, and I was like, oh, that's fucking stupid now.
But you should just kept on with this. See what happened.
Well, now I don't really work with him anymore. We got separated from how we work. So I don't have to see him anymore.
Do you miss him?
Huh? Well, no, he's fucking lazy.
You miss that twinkle you get in your eye when you see him?
No.
Here's a question.
But he brought up the fact, like, if you fuck every day, you'd get tired of sex. And it's like, am I talking to you? Like, am I talking to Frank? Is this the person? Like, what the fuck happened to you?
You know what? That's
and,
actually,
like, I joke with him, but I agree with that.
That's actually true. Your dick is pretty fucking raw when you're fucking more than once a day.
Yeah, it's like repetitive day after day.
I would accidentally jerk. I didn't think I was going
to
get
chafe.
I thought it was the one day I wasn't going to have sex that night, so like I had him jerking off.
Well, when I was dating Joelle, I fucking, I had to take the 2-day fucking breaks because of that shit.
Yeah.
That shit fucking hurts. Hurts bad. Your dick gets raw sometimes.
You ever fuck so much you
pop
your boner?
Worse, cause
you, like you made a pop. Like,
well, you know why it hurts
more? You
know,
you ever fuck and you're fucking so hard you made this sound with your dick?
It probably just hurt.
Like, no, I've never had the knuckle pop sound.
I had the knuckle pop sound on my dick.
Wow.
It probably
and she heard it. I was like, ah, and I just fucking kind of dropped like I'm fucking her behind. And I look at my fucking, like, I hear that pop. And like, ah!
Like that episode of Drew Carey where
you talking about?
Like the episode
like,
of
I'm
Drew
fucking,
Carey
like,
where
my dick actually made that sound.
Why would it do that?
Fuck if I know why
did
it
like,
did it.
Did you slip out and fucking
hear
like ass cheek or what?
Fucking, and I went up and you just hear that fucking
sound. Never happened to me.
It's happened more than once.
Yeah, like, Drew Carey show he had a boner and he falls down and hits
yeah.
on the ground.
You ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. Would you liken it unto that?
Huh? It didn't
That's the really bad. Same.
It was more just a pop, not quite a sprain.
I didn't sprain my dick. No, I'm.
Oh
like,
no, I've thought I fucking sprained
like
my dick a couple times. Fucking
really?
Dick fucking because when, pop when you shoot, when you're fucking when you're doing it and it fucking slips out and you fucking just slam that shit into
right into the dividing wall.
Fuck, man.
Uh-huh.
And they know too. Like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay.
Yeah,
but I'm a trooper.
Maybe they're fucked, and then you as you go out, you tilt too far out, go straight for their ass, and she just drops. Like when you're fucking behind and you're fucking, all of a sudden she goes up, and something gets moved and goes straight to her ass, and someone who's like anal just fucking just does it. She's like,
I'm pretty much just, most of the girls I've been with like anal, so I don't have that problem.
Yeah, you can't say I've accidentally slipped out and put it in the butt.
Well, every time I put it in the butt, every time I put in the butt is used on purpose.
Yeah, intentional.
I didn't even ask.
That was an accident.
I'm rude.
It's easier not
to go straight to the ass.
No, you know,
like that's
you
how
say,
you start off.
You say you
that's
say,
what I call foreplay.
You just say oops and it's fine.
No, no, oops. You're talking about though where you fuck so much your dick gets raw. The shitty thing about that is afterwards you don't even want to wear pants because it rubs against.
Well,
the
problem
clothing,
with that is I think
you try and pee.
No,
I think I think the only reason that happened to me is because I didn't wear condoms.
You really think that?
I think condoms would have helped a little
prevented
more.
It.
The lubricant you got all the.
I guess I had the little extra layer over it.
Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah. I don't think it would, you know,
she's
help
on
so
birth
much
control
with the
stuff,
soreness of the testicles from all that ejaculation, but
I believe my sperm count was low.
That's you have a all right. That's you have a fucking towel on hand. This is reachable. Wipe your dinner off. Put it back
now,
in.
Wipe your dinner off?
Wipe your dick off.
Have you guys ever had friends who intentionally while having sex would do or say fucked up things?
No, because
like
I never asked my friends
about
sex.
How do you, Eric, how do you fuck?
Well, Jason,
no,
you
it's not,
you?
No, it's,
well, little boy. Well,
little boy.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
It's not something that, you know, you just you ask them about. They're forthcoming
when
with it. They,
woman
they
love
tell you
very
the
much.
It's ugly.
I had to try to keep
no,
you know,
you never had friends
try to keep it going,
tell
dude.
You about the fucked up shit they would do.
Like
during
what?
Sex.
No, I work with a guy who tells me the fucked up shit every day.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
But he's ever, like a fucking bro, so he just tell me shit
like
that.
Like, fucked up shit, what? You punch her in the back of the head and shit, or?
Until I found out she was faking.
Like I don't think I've ever done anything really fucked up having sex. Except for that dog story I told you guys about.
Okay, like, have you ever just rammed in their ass without them okaying it, nothing?
I don't think that's possible unless they have a fucking loose ass.
I don't know, buddy of mine.
They're going to know, right when that fucking tip of the head touches that asshole, there's no sneak attack anymore. They fucking jump up in the air.
Not a friend of mine. He'd do fucked up shit like that.
Like what?
Yeah,
there's no
was,
sneak attack in the ass.
No,
you know
he was fucking the...
What's your battle plan?
It takes like a good...
What's your fucking the ass battle plan?
No, this is what
it takes
did.
Like a good minute to fucking get
exactly
that shit in.
This is exactly what he did.
This is how
he was fucking her from behind.
Who's he?
His name is Steve Nate. He was fucking this chick from behind.
Steve,
and,
alter ego.
Yeah.
That's your avatar?
He was my neighbor.
Tell him, Steve Nate.
Yeah. I was actually thinking that when I said it. No, he was fucking this chick from behind. And while he was doing it, he just whispered into her ear, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
No.
And she straight and out, I she straight out told him no. And as soon as she said that, he just, in one fluid moment, pulled out and then rammed it right in her ass.
She had to be fucking loose. Because that shit takes a good minute
no,
to fucking
not about
get
loose,
shit comfortably
just
in
like,
the ass.
That would pretty much, one.
That'd ruin her. You can't do that. Her asshole, her asshole is probably bleeding.
Depends what position you are. She'll still crawl away from you and stop.
She was actually a very skinny, tiny chick. And
that's
was,
a stupid
you know,
story.
Big, stocky guy. So you know, he had the hold on her. And he just fucking kept
then it becomes
wound
rape.
In.
That's that a, becomes rape at one point.
That's a stupid
that's,
story.
No, that's the funny thing about it, because eventually
not possible.
She did
no.
enjoy it.
Okay, I believe it's possible, but then it's like,
no,
it does
see,
become
I
rape.
I want to see on the internet. Fucking one swoop in the ass. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
It's not saying his one smooth motion actually got in, but he attempted it.
Yeah,
oh, that's different.
The end, no, the end result,
and
the,
actually
no,
in
the end
there.
Result, though, is he did fucking get her in the ass, and she found that she really liked
because
it.
Because you got to get past the squealing and all that stuff before you get in there.
Oh, squealing didn't affect him.
Yeah, it's rape until she liked it. She learned.
Yeah, pretty much.
My ex
Sam, she submitted.
My ex Sam took it like a champ.
No, my neighbors are funny, though, because
Apparently, they just come up to you. If they look over the fence and say, "Hey, Steve, guess what I did?"
The fucked up thing is like
I find that hilarious.
And you can't see their mouth either. You just see their eyes going over the fence.
All his roommates, what they did is like anytime they had parties. All his roommates, anytime they had parties, people come over, you know, and like, okay, people go off to fuck. They'd always make Steve Nate's bed the designated fuck bed.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah,
and that like, is kind of gross.
Yeah, it really is.
No, he cuddles up against the blankets and just sniffs them to go to bed.
No, they calculate. Calculating
like the night.
No, they calculate it, not including multiple sex, you know, excursions or the same guy doing, you know, different chicks.
I like how you use excursions in for sex talk.
Or okay, that say like
exploratory sex.
No, say like you bone a chick on his bed. Next night you boned a different chick on the bed. It doesn't count as, you know, a total of four. Multiple times for you as a person doesn't count. There was a total of at least 43 different people that fucked on his bed, not including multiple sessions.
You know what you do? Set up a webcam, set it online.
And where do your facts come from in all this?
The neighbor who told him about this party, he's like, too bad you weren't invited.
Yeah.
No, they were all my friends. We always had fucking shit going on there.
Steve was the watcher.
And the whole sock on the doorknob, you know, as the universal, hey, I'm fucking don't come in.
Not really.
Was like the big, don't use that to try and tell people don't come in, because that's when people busted down the door with cameras.
That must have been old school, because everyone was walking when we were fucking at like Chris's house and everything. We was in the bathroom, you had to take a piss, you go in there, you say hi, and you leave.
You finish pissing?
No one's shy.
I remember I was out of the bell one day, and this one dude fucking's all fucking some chick in the bathroom, and fucking like a dick, he fucking just slams that fucking door open as he's fucking her, just fucking in the backseat, and she's a fucking and fucking tries to go for the fucking door, like to try to close it as he's fucking her, and this is like a huge fucking party.
No, that's the shit they did though. Like I said, where they kicked down the door with cameras. Either Steve Nate, Stalker Bruce, whoever of them, whichever one of them was.
Where'd you make up these fucking names from?
No, that's their names.
Soccer Bruce?
No. Bruce? Gay Bruce?
No, this is in Utah.
Steve Nate and Gay.
In Utah.
Steve Nate and Gay Bruce.
Yeah.
That's how we call them now. That's how we call them now. That's how we refer them to. That's
when Steve was
Did you ever send the show to your friends?
Anyways, it was always the chicks that would be trying to cover up. And as soon as, you know, someone kicks down the door and starts flashing, they'd hold on to the chick and just keep going.
Yeah. Steve and Winston Cunningham the Fifth and all. We supported that. Okay.
Enough of Steve and his
Winston parties. Churchill, actually.
Winston Churchill told me that story.
Keith Hennington told me that joke. That was
Keith Hennington. You're right. I was referencing him, so. Okay.
I know that. Yeah, I know that because me and my brother used to quote that shit. Every time we said a joke, we used to quote that shit all the time. Keith Hennington told me that joke.
Had me at Chesterfield.
No, anyways. No, the whole, like, the reason why everyone called him Steve Nate.
Are we summing up the story?
Yeah.
I don't care about Steve Nate.
No, I was just saying, the reason why I called him Steve Nate is just as it is here, how, like, all the Steves have different names.
You have to.
That's how it was there, because we had a shitload. We had,
one knows why Steve Man, or Steve what you're
Nate.
Talking about.
Yeah, I'm Can just we? Saying. There's Steve Mann, Super Steve, Steve Nate. One we just called Stubbs because that was his
Why
last
Why can't we
name.
Have the Dave Chappelle wrap it up thing?
No, I'm talking like...
Wrap it
up. No, we had to have nicknames for the Steves there,
Yo,
too.
Wrap it up, bitch.
The first time I think I have...
a common name. I hate it.
It's a stupid name.
Your name is Steve.
Yeah, I know, and I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I'm gonna call
At least in every video game, movie, cartoon, commercial, there's always one Steve in it.
You spell your name with a
Garfunkel and Oak song.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Steve
you
in everything.
You my friend Steve.
There's a Steve in everything.
Do you spell your name with PH?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to call you Stefan.
Call him Stephanie?
No, Stefan is spelled P-H-A-N.
I don't
the way
care.
You pronounce mine is just Stefan.
You seen that guy in Survivor who was like Jason and then call him Jason?
Really?
It's horrible. And everybody didn't know or care what his name was spelled?
I don't watch Survivor.
No, I
this
hated
like,
it.
4 years ago, Survivor.
No, I hated it especially in elementary school.
But he fucking spelled it fucking weird and called it still Jason.
I watched MILF Island.
MILF Island? That's still on?
No, it was on 30 Rock.
That was an
remember?
Actual show?
I thought it was an actual show.
No, it was on 30 Rock.
Yeah, remember? As I said, I've never even heard that show.
I thought that was an FX show.
He's like, they're like 10 hot moms and 10 hot and 10 little kids on one island.
That's still to little kid. No, I thought, but like, no, that was I'm talking about the single people got put on an island with.
Oh
their,
no, they weren't single. They were fucking no.
There was
couples.
There was an actual Fox show where people got their fucking. They were there with their girlfriend, but they also had a bunch of hot chicks there with too.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. MILF Island was.
I think the internet will tell me about it later.
But no, I hated my name in elementary
Imagine
school.
Imagine if there was an internet, no one would know the answer or how to spell anything.
It'd be an encyclopedia.
I like when fucking Wikipedia went down for the blackout.
Oh, for the day?
Like, I have a fucking set of Encyclopedia Britannica from 1983. It says Reagan's still the president. Who knows if he wins next year?
Hey, speaking of
But guarantee that information is accurate. Unlike Wikipedia.
No, speaking of presidents, there's a new book out. I forgot the chick's name, but it's supposed to be like her tell-all. And everybody.
Who is it about?
Kennedy.
Well, no, I don't give a shit.
No, the whole thing about Kennedy is like he was this great Kennedy. Guy, you know.
No, no, hero, you can't have a. Who is the tell-all? Because she's got to be a very old woman who may have dementia. Or someone's granddaughter, which probably lies.
No, no, no. It's not a granddaughter. It happened to her. She's not as old as you'd think, because at the time this happened,
she
was only...
a 12-year-old?
No, at the time this happened, she was only 19.
Let's go to Kennedy.
She a lesbian?
No, she's only 19, so she'd be 50s, to the internet. Early 60s now.
Is she a fucking hippie?
No. But pretty much, essentially what this book is about, because everyone...
So he cheated on Marilyn?
Yeah,
her?
Exactly. No, everyone.
No, he would
no,
never
everyone,
do that. He's cheating on his own wife.
But everyone thinks of Kennedy as being like, you know, this great guy, you know.
Well, he was a great guy.
Well, apparently, according to the...
She was that generation's
no,
Bill
way,
Clinton.
No, the way she babies. Puts it in her book, essentially, she was... No, essentially, she was raped by him numerous times, forced to do shit on other people, his brother, friends, all kinds of shit.
She should be so lucky.
The way she writes about it, she never once does use the word rape, and she kind of plays it up like it was her own fault.
She sounds like a bitch.
And it's one of those kind of, wow, talk about really putting a different light on Kennedy, the way everyone thinks of him.
No, everyone knows Kennedy had exploits.
He had exploits, but he's still viewed as being wholesome.
No, because fucking did a great thing as a president.
Exactly.
And this is about time when people care about
presidents. But nobody views him as being like a sexual predator or anything like that.
Yeah, he fucking cheated on his
fucking...
Nobody thinks of him as a sexual predator.
He cheated on Jackie O with fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Which has never actually been confirmed, nor did
There's a picture of them online. It's not Photoshopped or nothing. It's him there hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out, as they would say at the time.
And would you accept a picture of that and say, like,
I've not seen the picture. I have not seen the picture.
So, okay, then, to you, he's the greatest president in the whole world.
No, not to me. I'm saying, you look
You're
at
ready
him.
To deny his thing for
No, I'm saying, anything written about him,
that bitch is
the way he's portrayed, and everything. He's, you know...
After so many decades and generations, it's kind of hard to prove shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. We're the facts.
No, but people still
we're the car
view
facts.
Him as being, like, this, you know, great guy. You know, nothing ever really shows him in this light as being a sexual predator.
It's like, Kenny was a whore.
Yeah, well, everyone knew he was going to
turn around,
which is also funny because you know when Clinton did it, you know, shame on him, but Kennedy did it, and
shame on him, he made him more popular.
Clinton was a great man,
but he was still, you know, impeachment
like,
trials, all kinds of shit.
Speaking of third,
Kennedy
like,
does, and everyone's all like, "Oh, it's all good."
He's still talking. I was been joking. How did you finish? I was
kind of finished, man.
I kind of
okay.
By now.
No, I was thinking about 30 Rock from what he said when fucking Alec Baldwin said fucking. The Clinton years was Clinton era was a result of Reaganomics. That's why he looks so good.
That's a good one.
Edit that so it makes it sound like I sound funny. and leave that part in, though.
No, you know, there is one book I'm actually really intrigued to read.
Let's talk about books.
Everyone likes books.
I want to. No, I'm very...
I hate books.
I'm intrigued by this. You know, there's been a lot of memoirs...
I'm getting read to,
...and books
reading.
Done by, like, past madams,
That's why
you
I
know, and,
books.
You know, past madams and prostitutes who, you know...
I
used
care.
To, you know,
I read the penthouse stories.
They're not credible. Any whore could fucking do is, like, the best credit is that you can guarantee she's a whore.
Well, no, like, one of the best ones, Heidi Fleiss. Yeah, her shit is actually quite believable because she was busted doing the shit. There's
no,
one.
She's busted doing one thing, so then it's credible from knowing the fact that she does those things, that she can name other famous people.
No, that's what's it is, because, you know, it's one of the...
I believe it when she... No, when like, okay. Caught cheating, fucking her. Yeah.
No, with her book, it is one of those interesting, like, it makes, you know, it's an interesting story. It kind of makes you wonder, but again, you know, you don't know for sure.
Do you believe that she could write that book?
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah. I mean, why not? She has a show on Animal Planet now.
The wording is enough that
I've never
she
read
believe...
it. I've never read it.
Then what the fuck are you basing your fucking information on?
That's not even the book I want to read. The one I want to read is actually...
The Animal Planet book?
So how about the video games?
No, that's the end of the hour.
Yeah. No, this book is one I've never even heard of before. What's interesting is...
How about that Star Wars 3D?
It was done by a guy who's now...
I keep swiping at the screen, but I still can't punch Jar Jar in the face.
But no, his books.
Sum it up, Steve.
The dude's in his 80s now. But he, you know, World War II veteran, ex Marine, also fucking, I guess you'd say prostitute to the stars. But used to hook up old, you know, old time stars with other people. And some of the shit that he used to be with and everything, like Clark Gable. Everyone's heard of Clark Gable, great actress and that. This dude claims, you know, he's had a threesome with Clark Gable and another guy. I mean, yeah, you give me the hand.
Let's have a topic.
It's not because you get to your fucking finish.
I'm trying to.
Give me examples. Just finish.
Part of the book. And what I'm saying is, I mean, because this dude is open bisexual ex-Marine. He's been tricking since he's like 11 or 12, apparently. Anybody who's ever known him, you know, in past interviews who've known like 56 years, quite say this dude's not lie. It does not lie.
Wait a minute. What's you called? Learned how do you fight?
No, it was an example. Hers was just an example.
Okay.
I want to read this dude's book, though, because the shit he has to say about it, you know, the old fucking stars he used to be with that you would not think were, and others you would, kind of like Vincent Price.
Next on 60 Minutes with Steve.
I'm intrigued to read it.
So he wants to read a good book. That's the summary of that story. Gay.
So you're gay to read it.
Fact. No. He's, okay, gay curiosity.
That's what intrigue means?
From now on.
So, in corrected that you recommended that I didn't you intrigued me with.
I didn't say intrigued. You interpret intrigued.
No, because I was going to say.
Did I say intrigued? Have I ever used the word? It's not part of my vocabulary.
You got me
I have a very limited vocabulary.
Intrigued about this book. I was intrigued with this book. This book sounded intriguing.
Now you're gay for that book.
No, the book sounds intriguing, so that means the book sounds gay?
No, yes. It means you're gay for the book.
Very gay.
If it's intriguing, it means it's gay.
Yes.
You're gaying for that book.
Not really.
Gay.
Because I haven't really been all into it as much as I expected.
That's what he said.
Well, some gay people aren't good with other gay people.
Yeah. So some gay readers aren't good with gay books.
See that? That's kind of what you said. This is Steve saying this. Steve said Steve doesn't like people. Some people don't understand good books.
Sometimes Steve likes to get into a gay book.
Retarded. That's what he said.
Sometimes Steve just gets into a gay book.
Yeah, sorry.
It happens.
And he wishes it never ends.
And next topic. What were we talking about before? Or while he was talking?
He wanted to go on a video game.
The Incredible Hulk.
No. What?
I don't know.
Why'd that come in your fucking head?
Because I was playing Marvel's Capcom 3 the other day.
They put a new upgrade for that. Or is it a new game?
It's a new game.
It's Ultimate.
It's a new game?
Mm-hmm. No.
Why don't you just upgrade why don't you just make a download?
You could have. You could have. It's not a new. It's a new game, and that comes with its own box set, same price tag, this and that.
Oh, that's always the same with downloads.
Yeah, the only difference is it has like four or five extra characters and a couple extra map designs.
I think that's the compact version of the downloads, then, wasn't it?
No.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Which is funny because even the Ultimate Edition does not have the download stuff pre-built into it. Like how Jill Valentine was a downloadable character, if you get the Ultimate Edition. She's not on the Ultimate Edition. She's still just a downloadable character.
That's fucked up because like you usually buy like Game of the Year editions or Gold editions or Platinum editions. Like it has all the downloadable shit that wasn't available at the time.
It's not a Game of the Year edition. It's just
what does it matter? Like you put this new edition out of the same fucking game.
Yeah,
you should be able to get those fucking characters.
Well, it's no different than Street Fighter 2 Turbo Edition or Street Fighter 2 Hyper Edition or Street Fighter 2. Tournament edition, or
so they didn't get away with that. That's fucking bullshit.
That's what Capcom's been doing for a long time when it comes to their fighting games.
But now it's on downloadable console. They did it for arcades, right?
No, because they came out with Street Fighter 4. Then they've just recently, or not that long after, came out with Street Fighter 4 Turbo Edition. its own separate game with just a couple extra things in it.
Oh, they're just going back to look the way they did with the same thing they did with fucking arcade machines.
Yeah, that's what they've done.
So number four is now the new number two, where you had never made a new game, but they just made Turbo Extra Super.
Exactly.
A million times they're doing, extra.
They're still doing FX. That shit. They're still doing
that's
that
fucking
shit.
Dumb. Well, it is. If people still buy it, that's fine. And if you want to fight those characters, that's fine. Those some, but that game's lasted forever. And there's hardcore people who fucking whip your ass.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, there's hardcore players for any game.
But that game had never changed the like, style, though. Still like a, what, 2D fighter?
Mm. More
2D-ish.
What do you go? I can't say 3D.
No, they're
it's not Tekken.
They're like 3Ds.
They changed the graphics to make better, but now you changed positions.
Like,
you changed
okay, the 3D, over kinda. The
it's
over,
always been like a 2D fucking.
The overall okay to its core,
and it's been good. I'm not
to opinion. Its core. It's been the same. Yes,
mic, asshole. Where's your mic?
No, fuck you.
I can't hear you, and you know what? It's hard to fucking cut. Yeah. Where's your mic?
You do it. I'm lazy.
No, it's not enough. You need to raise the mic.
It's fine. Shut the hell up.
To its core.
I can hear you now, but you talk, or if you lean back, I can't hear you.
Lean.
Can you do something?
Look what I can do.
Other than that's funny, fix your fucking mic. Raise your mic
that's
up.
That's fine.
It's not fine. Your levels sound like shit.
You smell like shit.
Okay. To its core, it has...
I farted. That's fine.
Touché.
I can accept that.
To its core,
it
has...
You can't accept that you have to raise your fucking mic up.
Do I smell dick?
I don't know if you smell dick.
You farted.
Touche. Oh, Steve's being ignored. What's up?
I was saying, to its core.
Let's ignore some more. So, Jason.
How about them internets?
The what?
How about them internets?
I know there's more than one.
Oh. You guys don't know about it?
It's VIP only. Only with the stars have it. The other ones got too crowded. They had to make another one.
The hipster net?
Hipster net. I did it first.
I like the area. It was back when the ICQ. Anyways, continue. But I'm going to go pee. But you can continue.
I missed it when you had to put WW in front of everything to actually go to a website.
Oh, no keywords?
Yeah.
You realize you said WWE?
I don't think
he said
E.
I know he did. You I did. Wrote it.
Why would I say E?
You kind of did.
You did. You said, I miss when you had to put WWE before everything.
Why would I say E?
For World Wrestling.
That's what you said.
It was.
The World Wrestling Entertainment. That's what you said.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Yeah, you said WWE.
You did. I didn't hear it.
It's funny as shit that you said that.
I normally wouldn't side with Steve. I normally wouldn't side for Steve, but you did say it. Hey, Eric, what's been going on with you?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. Like, what's going on with you, Steve?
Not a damn thing.
Oh, my God. That would suck.
Yeah. Are we still paused?
Kind of does.
No, we're not paused now, so I fucking didn't.
That's why I added it.
This is gonna make sense later.
Yeah.
During cut time. Exactly. After we're talking about something, and all of a sudden now we're just doing stupid voices.
Yeah. It happens.
It does.
That's how we move on. That's how we transition. This shit happens, you know what I mean?
We'll be right back.
That's right.
We need to say that.
Hey, welcome back.
So how do you speaking like Bud Light Platinum, Jason?
Hold on. Before we get onto that, speaking of which...
Oh, you got something to say?
I do have one thing to say.
That's a good topic. What are you talking about now?
All right.
You ready?
Danny Craig.
Welcome to Ribbon Half. I'm Steve.
That's stupid. Anyway, Jason, what do you think about Bud Light Platinum?
I don't know, Eric.
There we go. All right. Bud Light Platinum, yes.
I guess all our names were said in there.
It was.
Yes, it was. So that covers all of it, because everyone knows who we are, and we start the conversation. We start the show like in the middle of a conversation, anyways. Which usually. I was hearing your shows. You gotta use the fade in and just overlap.
I do it the music parts.
As the music's ending, mix it in. So like halfway, we're talking.
I've been doing that lately. Yeah, I'm still new, working on it. I mean,
I don't like reading the cue cards.
Yeah, they suck.
I'm written down. This is aw crap.
Although reading cue cards does
help. We wrote aw crap on the cue card. Yeah. Still read it. What a dumbass.
Ron
Burgundy?
Reading cue cards helps if you're illiterate.
I was going more towards like Tracy Jordan thing.
So, Jason, you found Bud Light Platinum.
Yeah, I found the floor. It's just there.
I was like, what the fuck is that blue shit?
Did you nurse it back to health?
Is it a bottle of sky? And I was like, no. Oh, fucking.
You have to go. It flew away.
Follow me.
If you say bottle of sky.
I started to, like, I had a fucking, like, a weird ass fucking acid trip.
No, you say bottle of sky. It is the same blue as a bottle of sky.
I was. Yeah, it does. It makes. So it doesn't make it seem like a fucking, like, an asshole. Like, it's like, oh, you're drinking Bud Light.
Drinking Bud Light?
I'm drinking fancy beer. I'm drinking, like, look at the blue bottle. Mm-hmm. Look at my Indigo bottle.
Some Bud Light Platinum with some Koo Sky.
No, what is your guys' take on it, though?
You think they're fucking, like, when they did the testing for that, it was like, you like Bud Light Indigo?
It's because the water they use is from, you know,
Mexico.
Race and shit. That's why it's blue. So Mexico's blue.
No, but what?
Like Bud Light comes from Mexico? That's where it comes from?
I don't know. Probably.
No.
Well, that came from Korea.
You assume Bud Light comes from Korea?
I thought.
It's a redneck fucking beer. You think it comes from Korea?
I know. I know part of it's made it comes in fucking...
From, I know it comes from Texas.
I know the but big I know part the, in Japan.
Because the plant... Oh, we like our Bud Light. That can't be any Asian.
No, the only reason why I knew that...
No, black people aren't allowed to drink it.
The only reason why I knew that is I used to date a Japanese chick. Her dad was one of the big heads for Budweiser in Japan.
That's like a probably 22,000 yen job a year.
I couldn't tell you.
Like, imagine, like, no, I don't think Asian people would drink that beer.
But apparently they do. He was one of the fucking main heads for it.
I know that's why karaoke, karaoke. Well, that's how they say it. Anyway, that's how I assume they say it.
They don't have teriyaki flavor.
No, teriyaki. Bars. That's why it's so popular, because that's the only place you can get cheap beer.
Okay.
Because sake is expensive. Fuck if I know. Eric, what do you think? We'll be right back.
Welcome back.
Commercial done?
Yes.
What are our sponsors?
Ripped in Half, the best fucking podcast in the whole world. You better fucking listen to it or you'll die.
Jason's Pockets.
It's sad because it's true. Bandwidth brought to you by Jason.
This show sucks.
A subsidiary of Podbean.
Subsidiary. For your podcast needs.
Yeah.
We're canceled. We canceled ourselves. That's how bad it was.
500 megabytes a month for only $5.
Speaking of that, here's an interesting thing. I
speaking of what?
Japanese.
They did kind of blunder together.
A blunder together. Sorry.
That's pretty much my description of what you just said.
Speaking of a Japanese,
Bukkake.
A guy or speaking of a Japanese.
No. I knew this.
You know that guy?
That person?
You know that guy?
Yeah,
who hangs out
Mr.
by the
Japanese.
Fucking...
No, I never quite understood this, and yet at the same time,
that man is a Japanese.
No, I never understood this, but at the same time, it made
you know,
me.
They
think,
like underwear.
It made me think old
Steve.
Time TV shows. Okay, old time TV shows when they showed the married couple, they always had separate beds. You know, yeah.
You can't have the.
It wasn't until I Love Lucy they pushed the beds together. Blah blah.
No, I Love Lucy had separate,
they had separate beds.
No,
they had
separate beds.
They had separate beds. I Love Lucy.
At first, but eventually they put them together, and that was the first show that had the married couple sharing a bed.
What? No.
Yes, I Love Lucy was the first show to have a married couple
sharing
a bed.
No, it was Bob Newhart.
It was not. It
was Bob Newhart.
It was
I Love Lucy had separate beds.
At first.
What do you mean at first? So when did they get separate beds? I know possibly where they did it, but I don't know
where
they did
it.
It
was before
Bob
Newhart. They did it.
That's what I'm thinking.
They never show their bedroom in the country. When
you're right.
The
they never show the country.
It was only showed
you're
the
right.
living room. That's it.
They never show the bedroom in the country.
Of course they only show the living room. It's a fucking soundstage.
Yeah, no. They never showed.
It's all. At first it was a real apartment in New York.
Yes, right.
And it was. And they
cut it. Wasn't an apartment. It was a fucking condo.
They cut it in half.
Come on.
You never saw the Mertz fucking condo.
They bought the house cut in half already.
The Mertz couldn't afford it. They didn't own a Coco Cabana. Anyways.
You don't own either. You work for them.
I knew this
chick. I bet
chick.
You there was even a house in the back that they lived in.
No, I knew this chick from Japan and everything.
Is she worth the Coco Cabana?
I thought you dated her. Now you know her?
No, different Japanese chick.
How much you pay for her?
Do you fuck in the ass?
Didn't pay anything.
Was she cheap online?
It was funny because that's where I met her.
Anything you want.
That's right. Anyways, her parents, they were married, but they lived,
look
in,
like nothing like
they lived in separate houses. She lived with her mom in one house, and her dad lived in a different house. They were still fully married.
That's called separated.
Yeah, no. They were committed to each other. There was no divorce, no nothing, no fucking around. But they lived in separate houses.
Okay, oh, he went to those massage parlors.
Asian culture.
Who doesn't?
Let me talk about Asian culture.
Eric's.
Because your one Korean Asian girlfriend, yes.
My one Korean. Fucking, I've dated every Asian you fucking think of.
Cambodian?
In a household, yeah.
Laos?
Cambodian, Japanese, Thai.
I'm trying
Chinese,
to get real obscure. That's what I'm trying to think. Like, I'm not doing
Vietnamese. Korean.
Well, Vietnamese and that ain't shit. They're North Korean. Whores are the fucking Asians.
no, actually, the Thais are.
North Korean.
Depends on the Thai. You're talking about Taiwan or Thailand?
North Koreans can't leave the Korea.
And you can't. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of when he's telling the story.
Have you ever dated a Laos?
It's actually a tradition that.
Because I have.
That when you. When you get married in an
Asian
family.
Asian culture has a different tradition.
You live with the parents. And you stay with.
There's a bug on me.
You stay with them because when they get old, you take care of them until
then,
they die.
Then explain this.
And then you take over the household and everything.
No, then explain this, how she lived with her mother. It was her sister, and her mother in one house, no other relatives. And her dad had his own house, no other relatives.
Because they're fucking weirdos?
In other words, you don't know as much as you think.
What? Not? Gotcha.
That's not even relevant to this conversation.
That's because they fucking do it.
Based off of your one example of his many examples, and possibly if anything you believe is he's saying is true because this is radio.
I don't believe.
You know what? We got a naked girl coming in right now. Look at her titties. Oh my god!
But let's drop a speaker and have a sit on it.
Come on, baby.
Steve changed the story. I dated this girl and then I had a girl as a friend. Started the story dating it and then later on as a friend.
I wouldn't even buy that for a dollar.
Why? You said it.
I'm talking about you.
There's a Twitter guy. He has that. His Twitter name is "I buy that for a dollar," which is the most funniest, most clever thing I've ever thought about. But I have no reference to that. I even though said, but anyways, when it comes to Korean people, I'll probably believe him.
He dated one Korean that you've met.
Okay, based off
South Korean nationalized
and
raised chinks, most of her life in America,
and Asian slanted people faces who made the railroads. I'd probably believe this guy.
I don't.
There's a ratio here. How many Asian people who you dated? How many Asian people you dated? Go.
Me?
That's your point to either one of you to talk. You fucking asshole.
How many Asians I've dated?
And how many Asians he dated? Dated.
Five.
Dated. Five, okay. And he had to deal with his fucking their families if he had to. Yeah. Or just fucking pumped them and dumped them. I don't know.
No, main family's never fun. No, actually, the only easy family I had to meet was Filipino.
Easy? What was the problem with the other ones?
The other ones? Because they're not very accepted when you date outside the race.
No, Filipinos.
That's what always sucked about me. Thinking about go with one.
Even dating a Mexican, it was fucking bad because I didn't speak Spanish.
No, I'll say real quick, and you have to agree with this, Eric.
They didn't like you because you didn't speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Wait, Jason, real quick.
No, I actually think this is interesting.
It ties in with this. Even Eric would
and
have
you
to
don't
agree.
Have a second language
Filipinos,
in your
Filipinos are the Mexicans of the Asian culture.
Well, because they do, their language
blends
in Spanish.
No, because they're Catholic.
No,
the language
Filipinos are the Mexicans of the Asian culture. They are.
Well, they're dark.
Sorry, Cambodians.
Yeah, but if you went to Cambodia, you'd be the fucking most fucking hottest guy there. Not as a joke. It's because they like big guys.
A lot of Asian cultures actually like big guys.
You should go to Samoa.
It's because they think you're rich.
That has nothing to do with fucking Asian. That's specific rim.
No, I'm talking about big guys.
No, I wouldn't. I couldn't stand. I wouldn't hang out in fucking Samoa, dude. I'd be like the skinny guy in Samoa.
Not really.
You should move to Samoa.
A lot of them are actually
Samoa's not a country. Find me Samoa on a map right now. To the internet.
Where's the map?
Find me the country of Samoa. It does not fucking exist.
Neither does Tonga. No, the point is I would be like the skinny guy there and therefore an outcast considering that you never heard of Tongans?
Again, back to the map. After you find Samoa,
exactly.
After you find Samoa, pick up Tonga.
It's pretty easy, Jason. Just say map. Now say it louder.
So the day Siri does that, map.
You know what's funny is before the phone came out, there was a YouTube video.
Before the phone came out?
Before the new iPhone came out. Before you had a tap
to make a message.
Before the new iPhone 4 with the Siri app came out on it.
We actually had a type rather than ask questions out loud.
There was a YouTube video. It was funny as shit. It was done as a slasher horror flick. It was done about Siri and how it takes control of the iPhone and starts killing people. It was kind of funny.
That's pretty.
Because while it's killing them, it's using the whole Siri voice.
They did that with Portal. Which
oh, man, I got to watch that probably now.
Oh, really?
Where they had one with Portal using the Siri voice.
I didn't know that.
Just fucking talking shit to you and say, oh, your family's dead. Like, tell my family I'm going to be like a couple minutes late. It was like, your family is dead. We killed them all.
Speaking of which, have you guys ever played Half-Life?
I don't know about witches.
I know what it is, but I never played it.
Eric, have you ever played Half-Life?
Yes. Half-Life 1 and Half-Life 2.
I downloaded the demo for the Orange Box today, and the only part of the demo was Half-Life 2, Episode 2.
Orange Box.
I've had Orange Box. Has Team Fortress, Portal, and Half-Life.
Okay. Half-Life 1,
it does
2,
sound weird,
Episode
though.
1, mm-hmm. and 2, Episode 2. The demo had Half-Life 2, Episode 2, and I have to admit, I didn't care for it.
It's a little game.
We come at the end of our hour. That's why it's the fucking video game minute.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm just throwing it. I didn't care for it at all.
Welcome to the room half. Yeah. Last 15-minute video game minute.
Why do you pause between that? Are you trying to think of something to say?
I'm trying to think of something to say. Yeah, you're right.
You're an asshole.
We'll cut it out. Make it seem like it seems smooth.
So, Jason.
We're actually talking about video game.
Why do you trim down your mustache?
Why do you care?
Your goatee?
Why do you care about my looks?
I think it looks funny. I just think it's weird that why would you do that?
I thought it looked good. Apparently, I thought it looked good.
That's not what the mirror said.
Yeah, the mirror says
the mirror lies.
Fucking mirror.
I switched bathrooms too, so the mirror like agreed with me both times. I have two agreements.
So
pretty much, it's one at it's two at three.
Wait, you're telling
I'm
us you
good.
Have a stalker reflection?
If I wanted to fuck me. Fuck me.
Do you see a rapist in the mirror?
You see that too? But he does a comment on my looks.
He cares about me.
Sometimes I avert him that way. I make myself look all fucked up.
He looks me in the eyes.
That's why I don't go to sleep.
That's kind of like my kid's joke. You know, like they come out with those Catch 22 things where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Either way, you admit it.
Kids, that's one.
No, my kid.
Just he'll say Biggie Smalls three times in the mirror. He'll come out and shoot you.
No, my kid has one. It's funny because when he says it, you don't quite think about what he says first. You know, you just have a response. And his thing is, you ever see the Walmart clown that hides from gay guys?
The what?
Okay, wait a minute.
Have you ever seen
that down.
Have you ever seen the Walmart clown that hides from gay guys?
I didn't know there was a... Okay, no.
I feel uncomfortable.
So you're gay.
That's dumb.
It's a clown at Walmart. It hides from gay guys. If you haven't seen it, you're gay.
If
it
I thought two steps ahead, I would have thought about
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It's one of those things where you don't quite think about it before you respond.
Hey, Jason.
It sounds dumb.
Yeah, my kid caught me with it, too. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, that is stupid, but...
They got
the same
me.
Time, yeah,
you
got
can't
me.
deny they got you.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
If I can say what?
Huh?
Speaker says what? Yeah.
Hey, Jason, are you gay?
Huh?
Did your mom know you're gay?
Has your mom caught you masturbating in the closet?
That doesn't mean I'm gay.
Oh. I'm just asking. Has your mom caught you masturbating in the closet yet?
My closet has a lock.
You're supposed to say I don't masturbate in the closet.
The lock is on the
yes
outside.
Yes or no indicates that you masturbate in the closet.
The lock's on the outside.
Oh, it's like, no, just like if a gay guy jumped on your back, would you beat him off?
You've been missing five.
Those are the worst high five I've ever seen.
Oh, dude, they're gay high five.
I didn't know you were actually going for it. Go.
Wow.
Come on.
Nerd five.
That time.
It's a nerd five right there.
All
right.
One, two, three. There you go. Yeah, stood still for that.
That was unnecessary.
I didn't want you to miss.
You missed the second time.
Jason, let me hear a high five.
Why am I high fiving you?
Yeah.
You just caress my cheek.
Mm-hmm. I was a sublime earlier. Caress me down. So.
Caress my cheek.
So I have a question for you.
Huh? Me?
When you were a little kid and you used to go sit on Santa's lap.
I never done that.
You never did? Eric,
in my life.
You?
Never did.
No.
I don't believe you guys.
I've never taken a picture of Santa.
As far as my memory goes, I have no pictures in my house.
I've never taken pictures in my house.
I don't believe either of you have never done it. There's another catch 22 one, which is funny, which is, you know.
Trying to catch us in a fucking stupid joke.
The joke is, when you sit on Santa's lap and he pop a boner, would you get off?
I slowly slide out.
Oh.
There's no way to win on that line.
Exactly.
When Steve went to go sit on Santa's lap, he thought it was his replacement. You know, he's got to take his break and he sits in the chair.
When Steve fucking said, I got my present. Thanks, Santa. You're the best.
No, it didn't work.
And he goes down the slide.
What do you want for Christmas? I already got it.
Actually, no. My worst memory of Santa is after sitting on his lap, all of a sudden he'd start jumping up and down, grabbing himself between the legs, talking about a sprain. I didn't get it.
He wore him out?
I was talking about me being fat enough to sprain his dick, but fuck you.
You ride too hard, Steve.
Yeah.
Just say fat. We'll get it.
Steve's an old man. He's an old drunk. Can't handle you.
That's right. I'm a
wild child,
right?
After that, he went on his break and that kid had to wait for 3 more hours.
Wow, it took Santa that long to get off? Damn.
No.
I got problems.
Well, the first kid was willing. He played the odds. Eventually, one kid, of a mall of 200 kids. Eventually, one kid's going to be down.
I say, take me to when the first kid be willing to be the one who first sat on his lap.
Ah. Ha ha. To do what you wanted to do.
Back to my mustache.
What's your problem with my fucking face?
Your trim mustache with your fuzzy goatee.
Why would you trim your mustache and not your goatee?
What? Laziness? That's the first part.
That'd be a good idea to trim a mustache.
This is a good idea for a show that no one knows what I look like anyways. Except this weird picture of you and I.
A flaming Mexican douche with a funky goatee.
He looks like
this is not working for a show that no one sees what we look like.
He looks like an asshole.
In fact, you're not even part of the picture shows because we have no picture with us together.
We do have the bell.
There's no...
That's not on our website. That's on fucking Michelle's.
We should check Michelle and get it from her.
No, that's a stupid picture.
We can get it from her.
You can't even see any of us. It's all dark in there.
The only picture we have is like me and Steve, and I'm blurred out because I'm looking like in the side of a dumbass.
You and I actually have a couple of them, and one of them, which would be the best one to
check. If you actually blow up the picture,
it's
terrible.
I say, well, the best one we have is one of us, one where you and I are like
looking down
at different angles.
Yeah, but that's me like
if you look at
like sideways and you're looking straight down. The only person looks good in that. Clear in that is you.
Oh, I look good in that, huh?
No, clear in that. I'm fucking blurred out like a dumbass, like, hey, look at me.
Your camera shoots widescreen?
You know what you do? You turn sideways. That's how phones work.
He was making a fat joke. You obviously didn't get that one. Because you're a skinny fucker.
Why would I get that then?
Exactly.
So, I'm oblivious to
jokes
like that.
That's why I had to explain it to you. I'm the fat guy. I got the joke. I had to explain it to you skinny fucks. You fucking twinks.
It only hurts you, so it doesn't really matter to me. Again, this topic doesn't...
You know,
that's
what
mattered to me.
That's why my friend showed me a picture.
It didn't bother me.
My friend showed me a picture. They went out with this, her and her friends. And
doing duck faces?
Hold on. While you guys are talking, I'm going to go pee. Keep talking.
She had a fat friend.
Thank you.
She had a fat friend on her phone. You're welcome. She's like, she gave me the phone. She's like, oh, look at this picture. And I grabbed the phone and I dropped it. And I was like, I dropped my hand down on the ground. She's like, what the hell is that? I was like, that fat bitch is heavy in this picture.
You're talking about her friend?
It was her friend. Yeah, she got mad.
Well, what a dick.
No pussy that night.
Okay, we'll be right back. So.
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
How's your week been? How have you guys been? I miss you guys. I've been away for a while. At least 1 week. Not you, because I don't see you once a week, but I see
you
at least
a
twice a week. I see you twice a week.
No, actually, but, you saw me twice this week.
Dude, I haven't been out since Sunday.
Well, we hung out yesterday, which is Saturday.
That's not what I'm counting from. I'm counting from
so the weekend's encompassed.
Since
Sunday.
The last show, I didn't go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No, you showed up Monday.
Huh? Monday day?
No, Monday evening.
No.
you didn't go out Monday or Thursday. Monday, or sorry, Tuesday night or Thursday night.
No, but the ending, Monday, of the, you came. Ending of the Sunday show, if you recorded.
Yeah.
I'm talking, that day doesn't count to me.
That Monday you didn't come because Stephanie didn't go out. I'm thinking of the week previous.
Yeah. I was there that
Monday. I didn't go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I didn't even go out Thursday, which I wanted to.
I was waiting for you, Jason.
If you had texted me, I probably
actually
would've.
Fucking Joanne gave me all of her barbecue chicken from the Thai place. It's pretty good.
I would have went for barbecue chicken.
Hey, she
go that, fuck yourself.
That chicken was good.
You greedy pieces.
She
shit.
Buys it every Monday.
Well, you can't get it now that the
well, I know she does it every Monday.
No, once the kitchen is open, then you can't get it. But now you still can get it.
It's still kind of technically open.
No, but I didn't go out this week. I didn't really
$4 for a plate of fries.
I had to pay for this show. I like the face you made as you farted right now. Do it again.
He's reminiscing.
That's your bell face.
It's a bell face.
Ask me about the bell.
You going to the bell?
No, it's a game.
Look, references.
But hey, I was pretty surprised. She did not make that face when I asked her when I told her about the bell.
Of course she wouldn't. That
she's
okay.
Probably never heard of
no.
the bell.
No, she's not heard of it. She's never been there before. That's the first time she's been there.
Even I realized talking to her, the first thing I remember is like you talking about her dad farting and shit like that. When you got that farting conversation, she was all cool with it.
What are you talking about?
No, that chick you're with.
Was I drunk?
No, you were not drunk.
No, yeah, no. She was talking about farts quite literally.
Oh, yeah. She farted in front of me in the bathroom.
No, even before that.
I had a conversation about farting. And I thought, this is so dumb. I'm talking about some chick who's like talking about farting.
That was awesome. I fucking loved that.
But I thought that was cool, but I still thought, like, that's weird. Though.
No, it surprised me about it. Like, when she first... Because
you're right. Like
the smell came from the table next to us, but she's asking who farted, and I don't know why she's yelling at me. Probably because I'm a fat guy. Fat guys are gassies. Whatever. I told her straight out if I farted.
I understand that.
Yeah, I told her straight out. No, if it was me, you'd know. I admit to my shit.
That was
I
the do. Minute you got there.
Steve's fucking deadly. Man.
No, not only am I deadly, I admit you're to my farts. Bad, I fully admit to it, and I told her straight out. Yeah, I've been stuck in a room with you.
Fucking farted.
No, and she was like, oh, because if it was you, I was going to fucking high-five you and compliment you.
Yeah, she's like that.
I'm like, well, you know what? Honestly, I couldn't take it in good faith just because it was me. I'd feel guilty.
You know what's cool
about
her?
She was like full on.
She's cool, huh?
No, I think she's cool. You meet her dad, you'll fucking get along with that fucking dude. Fucking great. Because she says that she's a daddy girl. I learned this from my dad.
She already told me I get along with her dad.
Oh, I imagine.
She said she wants to invite me over to shoot pool with her dad.
Her dad is like
that's
a fucking
sounding a little
like,
serious, Eric. Are you ready for that seriousness? Can you commit to that?
You're gonna break into the heart, Eric.
You're
gonna meet their family and friends and break their heart and say, fuck that bitch.
I'm tired of breaking hearts.
Oh really?
No, you're not.
I'm not.
Well, you're far from tired.
No, but from that. Like, you think she's a really cool person, you know? Like,
I thought she was an awesome person.
She brought that up like, okay, if you didn't do it, I would have fucking blown a fart right now.
Hold on, I'll say it.
That's kind of weird.
She was better than Maritza, by far.
I'll agree with you on that shit.
Now, granted, I do like Maritza. And she's actually become, like, really cool.
What pissed me off about Maritza, the same thing that pissed me off about Courtney is, like, this. It's mostly music. That's why.
Yeah, no, Maritza's actually become, like.
Who was the fucking...
But this chick, she's really cool, you know what?
Fucking,
what and she's very attractive, in my opinion. She is attractive.
Oh, she's pretty.
In a youngish kind of way, if you will.
How old is she?
Who, Marcy?
She's 23.
No, Marcy, she's a pretty girl.
No, she's very pretty, but what makes her even...
That's what I like about her.
But who is
no,
the girl she
wears pissed? Some, but it's very light. She's very light.
Oh, you're talking about the black girl she got pissed off?
And,
I thought it was the hot girl, but it's not.
No, it's the black girl that she comes up with.
It's her friend.
It's her friend.
Who's that? Because I only paid attention to that
girl. I've only met her a couple times. But
it ain't Miss Purdy.
She's some black girl.
No. It ain't Miss Purdy.
I love Miss Purdy. Miss Purdy.
Actually,
awesome.
That's her name now. No matter everyone reference her from now on, her name is Miss Purdy.
Which one? Miss Purdy's cool, though.
Are you talking about the real Miss Purdy or the black
not Purdy, not fucking James' girl.
Again, this...
That's who I'm talking about.
No, we're talking about the hot chick.
Again, our listeners didn't know
that was
the
there.
I have to...
Last time.
Hold on. Jason, because you've known her even longer than I,
and
I'm curious... How old do you think Miss Purdy really is?
80.
She's no, like a, knowing James,
no,
her husband, all
James,
that.
James is old.
No,
we know that. How old do you think Miss Purdy
is? She ages pretty well,
probably
though.
Half. With black people?
You can't tell.
You cannot tell.
Nah, that's the thing. When it comes to black people,
have you ever put an accurate age on a black person?
No, that's the thing. No, I agree. You can't tell, but the problem is with black people, they're
they age so well.
Charles could be 6 years old. We don't even know.
No, that's what I was about to say. The problem with black people is they're tricky. They could be really old and look young, or they could look really old and yet they're young.
It's those black crevices because it covers up the fucking.
Because there are many black people look old as
Miss
shit.
Pretty
but
is
they're
an
young.
Attractive, is an attractive
oh,
older
she's
woman.
Very attractive. And I'd say she's at least late 40s and yet doesn't quite look. She looks at least mid 30s. She's very attractive.
Aren't you Miss Pretty?
I like Miss Pretty. Miss Pretty's funny.
Which is funny because you look at her husband, James.
Oh my God.
James kind of looks his
one
age.
One time I was.
No, but James is probably 20 times his fucking age. He looks.
Oh, I don't think he's 20 times old.
I thought he was homeless the first time I met him.
With his fucking jersey on.
You tell me.
You
tell me what fucking homeless black guy comes into a bar and orders fucking Cabernet.
No, the first time he came inside, he was so raggedy. Course. But, the first time I met Miss Pretty, she was hanging out with Christy. Angel's
actually,
wife.
I kind of want. Are they together though?
And
they are. They're married,
but they do.
They fuck around.
No, they fuck around, but they're married.
Because the first time I met, no, I'm saying this because the first time I met Miss Pretty, she was with Christy Mendoza.
They invited you to party.
Kind of. She's like, I'm like, she
they invited
she said,
him.
She
to
says
a
something to me, and I'm like, well, she's like, oh, you're my son. I'm like, well, I'm not your son. And she's like, oh, really? Stay right here. Come here a little bit.
Oh no, Miss Purdy's very flirtatious.
Oh, she is very flirtatious.
No, they're married, but you wouldn't to hold see on. Them. You wouldn't peg them together.
Hold
you
on.
Wouldn't.
Did the final this?
No, I hey, well, to, I can peg them together because I've seen them together.
Year,
to make
it took me
blunt,
a few years before I realized they were actually married.
They're like every other fucking couple in that bar. Like fucking, like Joanne Beard and fucking Ron Beard. They're all those motherfuckers. Everyone is old school frog is all swingers in that fucking bar.
And Joanne Beard is fucking hot.
Oh yeah, I seen her titties.
So have I.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, she's fucking hot. Damn, she's nice
for an older woman. She's hot.
Yeah.
I like to see
that'd
what
be
she
good when we
I like to see what she looked like when she was
to our
younger.
Show and say, hey, this today's episode of Ripped in Half.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I think she'd feel complimented, and even Ron would sit there and go, "Hey, see, they're talking
like
about
I said,
you."
Like
I
said, all the old froggers and all the old couples in there, they're all swingers.
They all say it.
I want to see
Little Laura's tits,
dude.
Who?
Little Laura.
Oh, Annabelle? Little Laura.
You want to see Annabelle's tits? Huh?
Been there, done that.
Who's who's the Laura?
What?
You see Mama Belle's tits?
Grannabelle? Hell yeah! Yes.
Who are you talking about, dude?
Dude, I've
Little Laura.
Oh, check this out. You know what the funniest thing I've ever in the history of the frog? One of the funniest things I've done actually may have
sucked
on
her titties, didn't you?
No,
you're a liar.
No, okay. Grannabelle does not like metal. She does not like rock and roll, like heavy metal.
Oh, she likes your song though, does she?
No, she doesn't like that song at all. But okay, one of the old bartender. No, the old bartender Laura. I don't know if you know Laura.
Oh, Laura? Yeah.
Yeah, you know Laura. Oh. How she used to sing the song, she'd do the backups.
That's not funny as
the
saying
first
Laura, but that's fucking. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I say that because she's not there anymore. This
well, I was saying that because my.
Dead?
My.
No.
My.
She.
My comment was not age appropriate because, like, fucking. Yeah. Like, she's not old Laura. But
she's no, she's
Laura.
Not.
She's Laura.
Yeah.
And there's,
okay,
there's,
Laura,
there's,
Laura.
There's Laura, little Laura.
Okay, you know how she used to sing Bodies with Me as the backup? The very first person I ever got to do that with me was Annabelle.
Well, let's see.
And Annabelle hates that song.
She said one and two and three and
yeah,
four?
Yeah, she did the backups. No, and she tried to quite literally get down with the whole, you know,
get down
the
with
bodies in the world, right, the grunge part of it. She tried to do that. She was drunk as fuck that night. And Annabelle
I wish she
tried
would get
to
drunk
do it with me. She was the first person to ever fucking try that with me.
She'd be a lot easier to handle if she was drunk.
No, I like Annabelle. I do.
I have no problem with Annabelle, but
she's cool. But there's a lot of things that.
Well, I think things have changed since then, because
I think I'm just around
since
her
the old bar from the early bar.
Well, of course things have
she's
changed.
A pain. I mean. She's a pain in the ass. Now
well,
she's
if she
a
shows
pain
up
in the
and
ass.
See some shit, then she's gonna say something, and you can't change that.
She's a pain.
Local
in the
references.
Ass. This
references.
Whole fucking subject we're talking about right now
it's
is
all
local references.
Shit. Yeah, fuck that. Like, yeah, if you want to come
who
down.
Who the fuck
if,
are you talking about? You want to see tits?
Who's tits?
Yeah.
Oh, Little Laura's, because I missed that day. I wasn't there that day when Lil Laura was fucking just flashing.
She's all right, but
I think the most hits I've seen is
the first time I met Lil Laura was at the fucking Bell.
Seen Joanne's tits plenty of times. Where's Casey's Joanne? Tits, I've seen Joanne. Joanne, the bartender. I've seen her tits.
I've seen Joanne's.
I've seen Casey, I've seen Vicky's.
At the Bell, when she worked for the Bell. Yeah. Before.
Oh, before the tit job?
Yeah. And she had big titties then, but she got lifted. Anyways. We in the...
Yesterday.
In the morning. Oh, we got a... yeah, the yesterday story. You got a current story.
No, I'm saying. I'm just mentioning. Yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
I'm sorry, but...
On Saturday?
Amanda, Madonna's daughter.
Did you kiss? Oh.
She was fucking doing a really good job. She was doing a lot better job than her mom does fucking bartending in the back.
I would not agree with that. I waited forever. Your sister had actually get Dave's attention to give me a beer.
It was fucking pretty busy last night.
And the man is fucking busy.
Well, you are talking about fucking Dave. I mean, come on.
I actually prefer Dave to give me a beer because Dave would hook up a fucking beer.
Yeah, Dave. Again, Dave never charges my sister for anything, dude.
No, Dave would have hooked up my fucking drink because remember I fucking bought a rum and coke.
When did you buy a rum and coke?
On Saturday.
Yep.
Well, is it between the times I fucking left about six times to fucking go do something?
So you weren't there. That hasn't changed the story.
Yeah. I had to go pick up my sister, and I came back, and I had to go fucking get a charger for Marcy. No, but
I fucking
Marcy.
Got a beer. I got a fucking rum and coke. Who were we talking about? We were talking about somebody, and they bought a rum and coke. You know what I'm talking about.
I think you drank most of that Sarah Jerry's bottle, though.
No, because someone had shots today.
What? They took shots of Sarah. Who takes shots of Sarah Jerry?
You started the story today.
No, I said
Tabitha.
No, I said Tabby took shots of Sarah Jerry, not the bar, but the night of.
Okay,
Saturday.
It was at the bar.
Saturday, we're at the bar.
Yeah.
She was at Chris Allen's house taking shots of Sarah Jerry.
How'd they get Sarah Jerry?
They bought it? No. Because she doesn't do Jack.
Recommendation.
But she took shots of Sarah
Jerry. We should be sponsored by Sarah Jerry.
She didn't want to take shots of Jack, but she wants to take shots of Sarah Jerry.
We should be sponsored by Sarah Jerry.
Let's talk louder.
We'll be right back.
When we speak loud, we sound smart.
I want to get my point across. Listen to me.
So I gave a comedian at the Frog on the Wednesday.
When have you been there on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I have been, actually. Yeah,
what? One day? Impressed. Okay, I want to see. Why did you call either of us?
I'm there every Wednesday.
I wasn't there with you guys. I was there
free
with
pool.
The Tin Man.
Tell me the day you were there on a Wednesday. Within this year.
Yeah. Eyebrow raised? Nope, you're
but
fucked.
But 24.
Jason? Are you going to go this Wednesday? I'll be there. I'm there every Wednesday. I don't know why you don't fucking go.
Why'd you fucking text me?
Because you're an asshole.
Because by the time you get off work, the comedy shit's already done.
No, well, I get off early.
That's fine. That's the best part.
I get off early. I just fucking don't get a fucking text. And I drive by there. I don't know.
Yeah, I need to call it
done. Was I there last Wednesday? No, I didn't go last Wednesday. Wednesday before that, you texted me because I was still at Mersa, and we went there, and we were drinking. I was playing pool, and we were drinking.
Steve, get your bored face.
No, I need to call it done.
Call who?
Call who?
Call it done.
Oh.
Call Donnie?
It sounded like Donnie you said is. Donnie.
Donnie's done. Your neighbor. He's right there.
I know. No, I need to call it done.
Back to the Eric and Jason show. We'll be right back.
Back to it, and then we'll be right back. I think the Frog's haunted.
I'll leave the frog is haunted the day they find Bigfoot.
I really thought I was to be raped.
Like, that's your biggest fear. You go to work every day. That's
fear.
Your biggest... He's choking on his fucking drink. Oh, Steve's out of it. Shut it down.
Smooth and half. We'll be right back.
This is better. Have a good night.